In recent weeks in downtown Buffalo, demonstrators took to the streets to protest immigration detention centers at the southern border of the United States. Among those protesters was 31-year-old Orlando Dixon.
People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. People will forget a lot of things. But one thing they'll never forget is how you made them feel.
That quote from Maya Angelou has stayed with Dixon since he was a child. He applies it when working with progressive groups in the city of Buffalo. His is a story of dedication and determination. Born in Chicago, Dixon is the younger of two boys. Around the age of five, he moved to Las Vegas with his mother and brother. At that point, his father was no longer in the picture. His experience in Nevada was rough. At times, he and his family lived in government-funded Section 8 housing. Other times, they were homeless.
One of the things about being homeless is, like, if you're aware of what's happening, it's much worse. And in the beginning, I wasn't aware.
Moving from place to place had a detrimental effect on Dixon's education.
I failed the eighth grade.
Lacking the educational infrastructure to make it through a traditional high school, he enrolled in the Jobs Corps when he was 15 and began vocational training to become a plumber. During that time, he ran into a military recruiter. Driven by a desire to serve his country, Dixon enlisted in the Army at the age of 18 and served 9 years and one day as a field artillery and information technician. His time in the military was a mixed bag. On one hand, he felt he needed to pay back the country that had helped him get out of dire straits as a child, but he also found a lot of negativity while serving.
Throughout my military career, I did experience a lot of racism. I experienced a lot of favoritism, a lot of toxic leadership.
Dixon started taking online college courses while serving and became the first person in his family to earn a degree. He graduated the very same day he left the military and knew he wanted to study law.
I actually was spurred by the killing of Trayvon Martin. That's what actually made me want to pursue being a lawyer.
Despite a low LSAT score, Dixon was determined to get into law school. He recalls a letter he wrote to the university at Buffalo.
If you don't accept me this year, you're going to be reading another letter from me next year.
And it worked. Dixon got in, but started his law school career with doubts.
Kind of like basic training. I have to break you down, make you understand that you don't know anything, and then build you back.
But he persevered, and he graduated with his Juris Doctorate this year. Dixon has thrown himself into an activist role. Being an ally is a fundamental part of who he is. At rallies and protests across Buffalo, you will find him marching in lockstep with people from all different backgrounds.
Once I started to understand the power of just that one voice in the collective, that's when I started to think, okay, I really love this activism thing.
I hope to some degree this exercise kind of showed you.
On a weekday afternoon at the downtown offices of the Partnership for the Public Good, Dixon is teaching a room full of people about the 2020 census, all a part of his job as a civic educator at the community-based think tank. Partnership community researcher Sarah Wooten says Orlando is an asset to the community.
Overall, I've just really appreciated his kind of openness around, you know, his work and his experience.
Wooten says Dixon's ties across the city is helpful in getting PPG research out to different communities. When not working at the PPG, Orlando volunteers with programs like Say Yes's Boys and Men of Color Initiative, a program working to advance the school and career path of young black and brown men. Boys and Men of Color director Tommy McClam says Orlando just showed up to a meeting one day.
He did this based upon his desire to be a part of some change in his community, positive change in his community.
Dixon uses his upbringing as a way to relate to young men who may be going through similar trials. It would be easy to say Orlando Dixon has come a long way and stopped the story right there. The fact is, he's just getting started. There are many ventures he would like to pursue in the future. Among them is owning a building that provides affordable housing. Dixon doesn't see his success in progressive measures. To him, it is more innate.
When you view success as something that has to happen, that is what drove me to do pretty much everything in my life.
That is an attitude to carry into the future. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.